Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4:4. This Mishnah is going to say that there is an obligation to investigate the yichus of a woman before one marries her. And there's actually machlokas Rishonim if we're talking about any Jewish man who marries a woman, or if we're talking specifically about a Kohen who's marrying a woman. Most, I would say, meaning the Rambam, and according to the Ran, Rashi, and Lahora, therefore Bar Tanura, are learning this is actually applying to every man, not just to a Kohen. Tosos learns it's specifically talking about Kohanim. At all events, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. The Halacha follows an opinion that is the Chacham who disagree with him, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that every Jewish person has Chezkas Kashas. We assume that they're kosher Jews without any blemish in their family tree, unless there's like been sort of error, like some sort of formal, notification to the Bezin that there's potentially problems, okay? So this is not lahalacha, but the point of our Mishnah here is that if you're going to be getting married to a woman, you got to check that her family tree is okay. And our Mishnah says that requires checking into the status of various women in the family tree. The assumption here is that it's the women you need to check on, not the men, because men, when they fight with one another, so they're liable to cast aspersions on their fellows. Yichus in the first place, and therefore if there was a man who had dubious lineage that would have come to light, it'd be sort of, out there in the public discourse because people bring it up. Whereas when women fight, the assumption is they're not casting aspersions on one another's yichus, but rather perhaps, if anything, but them being sort of like they're like znus, being promiscuous, but not their yichus. Therefore, if a woman's yichus were blemished, so then it wouldn't be so necessarily part of the public knowledge, and therefore you have to do some investigating. So our Mishnah's basic point here is that if you're marrying a girl who came from whose father's a Kohen, she's a Kohenis, so you got to check essentially four women in the family tree, and actually to check each of those four women, you need to check that woman's mother. So when you say four, that really means basically you have to check eight women, the four women plus their four mothers. And if you're marrying someone who's not from a Kohen family, because the Kohanim kept them more careful about their yichus in the first place, so then you actually have to check even further back, so you have to check essentially not four women and their mothers, but rather essentially eight women, meaning it's the four women plus their mothers, for a total of 12 women, essentially. So that's the thought of our mission. Now, without a chart in front of you, if I'm doing recording, it's going to be hard to keep track of this, but in any case, either find a chart or just listen carefully, or do your best. The Mishnah says, Hanose Isha Kohenis. If one is marrying a woman whose father is a Kohen, meaning she comes from a Kohen family, so then Tzarech Livdok Achrea Arba Imahos. You have to check four different women in her family tree. Shehen Shmona, which ultimately means you have to check out eight women because it's the four women again who will enumerate, plus their four mothers. Okay? Who are these four women plus their four mothers? So we're going to say them in pairs. So we'll call them like 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, 3A, 3B, and 4A, 4B. Here you go. So 1A is Ima, her mother. And then 1B is Ve'em Ima, her mother's mother, meaning her maternal grandmother, who's confirming the status of her mother. Then you have 2A, which is Aim Avi Ima. Aim Avi Ima means the mother of her maternal grandfather. The mother of her mother's father. That's really a great-grandmother. So she'll be 2A. And then the ima, that great-grandmother's mother. So we're talking about a great-great-grandmother here. That's 2B. Okay. Then you have the aim avia, the mother of her father, meaning her paternal grandmother. That's 3A. The ima and her paternal grandmother's mother, meaning a great-grandmother. That's 3B. And finally, the aim avi avia, the mother of her mother's father, meaning we're talking already the mother of her paternal grandfather. So we're talking about another great-grandmother, the ima, and that great-grandmother's mother. So a great-great-grandmother again. Those are the four. And if you're talking about a Levi of Yisraelis, if the prospective bride is from a family of Levium, meaning her father's a Levi, or Yisraelis, her father's not a Levi or a Kohen for that matter, then Mosif Nalein Od Echas, you have to add another generation back. So instead of those, like those four women plus their mothers, it's those four women plus their mothers' mothers for a total of 12. Again, Lahalacha, this isn't the case, meaning at Lahalacha, we assume that every Jewish woman has, who's called a Jewish woman, we assume her yichas to be A-OK, unless there's compelling reasons to think otherwise.